Okay, well, one way with Nishmas, my great grandmother, Leah Korn, my Zadie's mother, whose yard site is tomorrow, or Tuesday rather, and Sham Shem Aliyah. Okay, so I'm going to read for you from the JewishVirtualLibrary.org. I have no idea if this is like legit or not legit, but it sums it up nicely. It's like a summary sometimes of Jewish topics. Or, I don't know if it's Orthodox or not Orthodox, but it's worth reading. It's called Haredization. The Orthodox world often divides into two major categories, sometimes generally referred to as Haredi, or ultra-Orthodox, and centrist, or modern Orthodox. But in recent years, the line between Haredi and Orthodox is blurred. Many modern Orthodox Jews are increasingly stringent in their adherence to Jewish law and express a growing sense of alienation from the larger secular culture. Some scholars have even referred to the trend as a Haredization of Orthodoxy, and many believe that modern Orthodoxy is essentially dead. Okay, no idea. Orthodoxy today is more strictly observant and better educated than at any point since before the destruction of Eastern European Jewry during the Holocaust. Children in Orthodox families are maintaining and increasing their allegiance to traditional Judaism, and increasing numbers of non-Orthodox Jews are finding themselves attracted to Orthodoxy. Then he gives all these reasons for the shift. Okay, so we're moving rightward. Chumrah after Chumrah after Chumrah. I have the latest Chumrah. We're going to start. You want to know where it started from? It stems from this room right here. Okay. How many of you have shown me pictures on your phone about your rooms? I'm not sure if the mezuzah goes on the right side or on this side, entering. Okay, we're going to go, hopefully give a shiur in the last 2-3 weeks, whatever that we have left. We're hopefully going to give a shiur of a prong test that you could follow to try to figure out which side it goes on. But why waste your time? Why turn on your brain to try to figure out, take pictures to show me this? I've got a great idea. What's the answer? No?
On both sides.
Both sides. Mr. Eisen has which would be the back door?
Back door.
Back door. Okay, so Mr. Eisen is going to run right into our problem. And of course, he's following Rav David Cohn, I'm assuming he's Psak, but Rav David Cohn's Psak. So you have Rav David Cohn in Shlita, one of the Gedolim in America today, in the world today, is Paskins, that okay, maybe you have to put on both sides. But
how do you know which side to make the bracha?
So how do you forget about brachas for a second? Because that you could...
I didn't take down the first one.
Okay, but you could solve the bracha problem by putting it up, when you're putting up your house, you put up on the front door, fine. Okay, I go to the different room, fine. I could deal with the bracha. Leave the bracha out for a second. But let me ask you a question. Does anyone think that they have a Suffolk mezuzah side in their house? Probably. We probably all have Suffolk which side to go on. And there's a certain prong test you're supposed to run into. And guess what? Pages and pages of ink have been spilled trying to figure out all these machlokasim, which we'll try to sum up in 20 minutes next week or whatever it is. Yeah? But we'll try how to figure out what side it is. But I've got the best answer. Just put them up on both sides. And tell me, oh, it's too expensive. Come on, the extra $400, $500 for a chumrah. You spend all these things in so many chumras, so why not? Let's start the newest chumrah, mezuzahs on both sides of your door.
Still paying with my matzahs.
Yeah, you're paying with your matzahs. I hear that. Okay, so no, maybe it's the wrong shir to give a week after Pesach.
Wait till
I said, Shavuos is a cheap holiday. You get off easy. Shavuos is cheap. It's cheap. Just the cheesecake's not so expensive. Okay, fine. So we get to... Fine, so we'll do that multi-prong analysis another time, but I think we could avoid coming back to come back next week if we could figure out you just have to put on mezuzah on both sides. So the She'iwis Yavitz, the Yavitz, in the early 1700s, discusses a case similar to Rabbi Cohen and Mr. Eisen's case about the back door. Somehow there was I'm not sure if it was a back door, but somehow the door to the room swung open to both ways, which we'll see, that may be a criteria in what to look for. And the Yavitz, after a lengthy discussion of this, says like this. He says, Mitchila sisi bepesach shar besi apono lechatzir. Originally, I put it on the right side going out of my house. Hamezuzah biyamin yitzia, the right side. That's what I did originally. For ushkach di afil bekitzir. I didn't look which way the door swung. Fine. That's not relevant for now. Kidanti Pesach Achatzir Kisasim Umiya Tashmisho. Because going out into the backyard, and we gave a shiur about this a few months ago already. You know, going outside, that was the main way to walk, and that's it's enclosed area, fine. V'shuv nimlachti. Then I became a little bit schizophrenic. I switched my mind. V'tzivisi lasos mezuzah shnia b'yamin knisa. To put a mezuzah on the right side entering. Yeah. He gives reasons why he do it. Fine. He says, "V'chrachdiv, I came out kamokein beis mezuzos mipnei hasafek hanal, because I was unsure what to do. I solved the problem by putting up two mezuzos." So here you have early 1700s. The Yavitz is passing. So no, not that door, because anytime you had a suffix, but I can make suffix out of probably have most of the rooms in your house, as many people can in many of their rooms, unless you have like a clear type of case. It's very hard, and we're going to talk about exactly how to determine it. It's very hard. Which room you're going into, which side is the door swing, which is it the proper dimensions, you know, is there a back door, is there another way out of there, which way is your normal flow of traffic, which is it a bedroom? There's all these discussions which you can talk about. Hopefully we will, hopefully. And so the question is, but why avoid the whole shear? Just put him up on both sides. Anytime you're besuffic about it, put it up on both sides. Yavit says, that's exactly what I did. Now, fast forward 100 years. Now we're in the early to mid 1800s, and you have a very serious discussion by a flow of letters back and forth in early Adar, I forget, that there's, I think it was 1850s or something, 1856, back and forth between the Maram Shik and the Binyan Tzion, who debated this issue. The Binyan Tzion wrote originally first, and then the Maram Shik reviewed this tshuva by the Binyan Tzion, or reviewed a psak by the Binyan Tzion, and he was talking about whether a large room entering into a small room, and they were trying to figure out which side the mezuzah should be affixed. So the Maram Shik says, at the end of his tshuva, he says, it's a great idea, all these concepts of where to put a mezuzah or not. But he says, the only thing you should not do is put up two mezuzahs. Why? Baal Tosif. You're adding on to the mitzvah. You don't take a fifth species. You don't take it.
You put tefillin on both arms too.
Oh, and his exact next question. You saw my notes over here. He's cheating. David, excellent point. It's 1 second. We're going to have to get all these problems. Tefillin, what's the binyan? Okay, good. So you came to the right place. We got 10 minutes to tackle this. So says the Binyan Tzion. Binyan Tzion says like this. Binyan Tzion was, listen, the Maram Shik gets very mad at the Binyan Tzion. Oh, okay, we're going to mamish talk about this. Perfect. At the same time, he wears tefillin. At the same time. Okay. So the Maram Shik says he doesn't understand how he could put two mezuzahs up on both sides of the doorpost, whatever. On both sides, yeah? How can he put it up? It's Baal Tosif. Now, Baal Tosif is normally, says the Binyan Tzion, when you intend a negative thought to add on to God's mitzvos. Here, he says, you're not intending to add on. You're doing it for a good reason to try to solve a suffix. He says, yeah, but that's not true. Sometimes, he says, you can still violate Baal Tosif, even if you don't have intent to add on to God's mitzvos in a negative manner, if it's the time of the mitzvah. So, for example, if you do something on the time of Sukkot, you take an extra min, you know, when you're living Esrog, even though you don't intend to be bad, since it happens to be the time of Sukkot, so you violate it regardless of what your intent is. I'll give you another example, he says, to prove that. Not so relevant, Bizman Ezeh, hopefully, Mirz Hashem, the base, maybe this will be rebuilt, and this could be an issue again. Sometimes blood gets put on one corner of the Mizbeach, sometimes blood got put on four corners. Let's say you dope, you mixed up the one blood with the four blood, yeah? The four corner blood. Now what do? Why don't you just say, put it on all four corners? Because if it was supposed to be the one blood, or the part of the one blood, then you're doing extra. But I'm not intending to do extra, I'm just trying to be a suffix, says the Gemara. Don't do that, because it's a problem of Baal Tosif. So you see over here, says the Maram Shik, he says, I don't get this. You can't add on two mezuzahs on both sides. Now, they asked the Maram Shik, well, what about, you know, the guy in the back of the shul there who puts on tutu on the rush, we should stone him right over there, yeah? Or not? Says the Maram Shik, nah, tutu, not a problem at all. Why? Because what's the guy wearing on his head? Rashi Tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam, right? Exactly. Now, what's the difference between them?
The order
of the Parshios. So according to Rashi, is Rabbeinu Tam Yotze Tefillin?
No.
No. According to Rabbeinu Tam, is Rashi Yotze Tefillin?
No.
No. So you're not wearing on your head two Tefillin. You're wearing on your head one Tefillin.
One good Tefillin.
The other one is like putting a sitter on your head. It's nothing. Yeah?
That should be the same thing with mezuzahs, really.
Oh, you're jumping 10 seconds over here. 1 second. Okay, good. So what about mezuzah, says the Maram Shik? He says, no way. Mezuzah is a problem. Why? Because if I take my mezuzah before I put it up on the wall, is it a kosher mezuzah or not a kosher mezuzah?
Yes.
Absolutely. I take the second one in my hand. Is it a kosher mezuzah or not a kosher mezuzah? Absolutely. I put one on the right side, one on the left side. Are they both kosher mezuzahs?
But only one is right.
Yeah. Are they both kosher mezuzahs? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Says the Maram Shik. Don't worry, Binyan Tzion is going to jump on him, okay? Says the Maram Shik, they're both good mezuzahs.
Yeah, he says, only one is correctly done, so therefore it's like the Tefillin.
Okay, let me ask. We're now going to attack Dr. Levinson. My final trap, says the Maram Shik. Five corners on your tzitzis, you dope, yeah? Five corners on, you make five corner beged, five sets of eight strings. You got five strings, very sheevish, yeah? Okay, and you wear it out, five corners. Do you violate Baal Tosef, yes or no? Says the one version of this is one version of this case in the Gemara, you do violate Baal Tosef. 1 second. Why? Why? No? Why? Because it's supposed to be Dawid Konfos, though. But you're adding strings to a beged. You're adding five sets of strings.
Which never needed to do in the first place.
Okay, so 1 second. So you're adding on. So even though it's in the wrong place, in other words, even though it's on the fifth set of string, is in the wrong place, it's still Baal Tosef. So you put up a mezuzah on the left side and the right side, and really the right side was supposed to be the right one, but the left one is the wrong, whatever, whichever way you're going, but you put it on this side.
What is wrong?
One's on the wrong side, says the Maram Shik. By tzitzis, one of them is definitely wrong. It's the fifth corner. It doesn't need it, and yet you still violate Baal Tosef.
No, but why
would you need all that? Wait, 1 second. It doesn't need any.
Correct. So you're a big fan of the Binyan Tzion, but 1 second, the Maram Shik.
Why didn't you just say that four of them are tzitzis because of Dal Kampo?
Yeah.
The fifth one is some strings because you like things hanging.
Says the Maram Shik, though.
Yo, what about Rabbi Scheinberg?
So there, but each beged, it's each beged gets its own tzitzis. This, no, it's great. You're heading into this. Look, this went back, and what I found the most remarkable thing of this whole thing, the tshuvas are a week apart. Like, they're like writing in 1850s. Like, what postal service is in 1850? I don't know how far Rav Ettlinger lived from the Maram Shik. I know Rav Ettlinger, I think, was in Germany. I don't remember exactly, but I don't know how far they were. But these letters are like a week or so apart, the same year. So they're mamish writing flurries in the middle of Adar over here in 1856, back and forth about this topic. And they didn't all sit in a room and scream at each other. That would have been a lot easier. But think about what's going on. It's a very hot topic because it's you think it would make a lot of sense, like the Yavid said, put up on both sides. Says the Maram Shik, you can't. One mezuzah is in a completely wrong place. Says the Maram Shik, I don't care. I see by tzitzis, the wrong place doesn't negate the violation of Baal Tosef. And fortunately, I printed out his five lines for you because I knew you were all going to scream at me. So listen to this. He says it very clearly. He says, Avokan da mezuzah shneim ksherin. They're both kosher. And we're saying tzad mezuzah small chayib mezuzah. Just the left side doesn't need a mezuzah. You don't know which is the left side here. Olakach eminiyah gam betzad small. If you put it also on the left side, efshur da over al Baal Tosef. You violate Baal Tosef. He says, why is it any different? Maishna mimatu chamesh tzitzis. You put five tzitzis, he says, that it says, umistam en shirita vachamishis b'makom she'en sham chiyuv. The fifth one is in a place that doesn't need a tzitzis, right? Because it's a fifth corner. He says, kemen betalas yeshu hei kanfus. It's got five tzitzis. She'en bo chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. Just like the left side of your door. But if you put it on, you violate Baal Tosef. the Gemara says.
I see a difference.
Okay.
With the door, you're not sure if you're coming in or going out.
Okay.
With the tzitzit, definitely the fifth one is definitely not.
But you don't know which one is the fifth one. I don't know. I hear you. Comes along the Binyan Tzion. Binyan Tzion got very upset at this. He says, "Al ze oshiv b'kitzer." He says, "I'm middle of Purim Pesach preparations." He writes, "Me efes apnai." I don't have so much time. I'm going to give you a short answer. He says, "Yeah." He says, "You, the Maram Shik, compare it tzitzis to mezuzah." He says, "Lanias daiti ein ze dimin klal." This is not a good comparison. Why? Disham by tzitzis kol achas mea tzitzis kshera. Each one of the tzitzis is kosher. The Aza Mayan Shemeser Atalis kosher. If you cut off one corner, yeah, either one, any one, one out of the five, it's kosher, right?
The other four
are fine. But, he says, yeah, Dalad and Sharm, the four remaining one. Olechain Ikabal Tosif. Therefore, for adding on a fifth, it's problematic. Kimo, it would just be like Kovea Bey's mezuzahs b'yamin. If you put two mezuzahs on the same side of the doorpost, that's like your five. It's corners. Avo mezuzah b'smol. Mezuzah on the other side of the door ain't a mezuzah. It's not a mezuzah. Uki'ilu mechaber chepetz acher sham. If I put a sitter on one side of the door and a mezuzah on the other side of the door, do I violate Baal Tosif?
No.
No way. I put a candy, Mike and Ike box on one side and I put a mezuzah on the other door. It's not violating Baal Tosif. It's nothing. So he says it's not like mezuzah. He says it's not. He says ukiyum mechaber chepetz achshem v'dom emamish. What's it like, Mr. Jacobowitz? It's like two tefillins. He says gezunte. Let the guy put on. He's a little shtickle weird, but let the guy put on. Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. We'll get to the weirdness in a second. Well, put on Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi at the same time. If you got a big head, it could both fit in. So what's the problem? Of course, fine. Otherwise, you can't. You got to have a huge head to be able to do it. But otherwise, hello. But what's the problem? One of them is like putting a Mike and Ike box. No, Havdil, right? On your head. You put a Mike and Ike box and you put a tefillin. You're a dope, a weirdo, but it's not violating Baal Tosif. So why is Rabbeinu Tam versus Rashi any different? According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi is no good. The placement of the parashas are in wrong order. Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and never the twain shall meet. Two different things. Same thing with mezuzah. Put him on, says the Binyan Tzion, he says. Therefore he says, then he adds on. V'chein achav ha'gozem mikarav batzi. He says, afterwards someone showed me v'shivas yaivitz. The yaivitz says, he put up two also. So he says, what's your problem? I've got 100-year precedent to back me up. Two mezuzahs, two sides, he says. Yeah. Nah, that's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. But since you have a back door. Yeah, it's the back door. Oh, so that's a good question. But you have over here this huge machlokas. If you should be farchnokt and be very machmir, there's a new stringency going to come out of this room. Who knew? Young Israel is going to be the progenitor of the chumras of the neighborhood, yeah? And we're going to come out with a new thing. You should go back home. Anytime you ask me a shiloh of your mezuzahs, I'll tell you an answer. Put up on both. Don't avoid the whole shiloh. Do we pass in this way or not? Says the Minchas Eluzer, yeah? So the Munkach Rebbe from the previous Dor, he writes like this. He says, look, there's probably no issue of Baal Tosif. There's probably no issue of adding on, and based on this Binyan Tzion, probably no issue. He says, it's just a suffix, so it's you're being machmir, like a suffix. It's not Baal Tosif. But he says, in typical Chassidish form, he says, achein, but. We never heard this concept. My Zayda never put up two mezuzahs, he says. Also, shtei mezuzahs. Gam b'makom sveikas, he says. What are you doing? Put up a suffix, you're going to put up two mezuzahs? I never heard of that, he says. He says, I never heard of it. He says, my Rebbe never did it, my Zayda, no one ever did it. Don't worry, you don't do it. But say for Kviyas, mezuzah kel chasa, also concludes it's better not to put up two mezuzahs on both sides of the doorpost. And he cites the Mekilim as well, including the Binyan Tzion who says you can. But he says it's a problem of michzi kibal tosif. You give a whole concept about this. It looks like Baal Tosif, which is a wild concept. And he brings a proof to it. Where else do you have a proof for this? There is a Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Sukkah. Talk about holidays that are not in the horizon yet. Yeah? So you have Hilchos Sukkah. You decide to take an orange in solidarity with the Reform movement who puts an orange on their Seder plate. Okay? take an orange with your lulav, your in honor of Miriam, in honor of Miriam. Check it out, the reform. You got to love the reform, yeah? So you have an orange with your lulav and esrog to be in solidarity with whatever, with the Palestinians. Yeah? And so you take an orange with your lulav and esrog, yeah? You're crazy. You take an orange and you put it with your dalad minim. Do you violate Baal Tosef, yes or not? You're not adding an extra hadas. You're not adding an extra lulav. You take an orange. It's a Mike and Ike box. What's the difference?
You got big hands.
You got big hands. Okay. It's a small, what do you want? A cucumber? A cucumber, okay? Whatever. So, carrot. Carrot, yeah? New? Yes or no? Says the Magen Mishnah, it's usur. Why? Baal Tosef? Because it looks like Baal Tosef. When you stand there shaking your carrot or your orange, it looks like you're adding on. It's weird. And not many of it was weird, but it looks like it's mixed Baal Tosef. Yeah? So he says, the Sefer Kviyas Mezuzah Kilchasa, I've got the same kind. You put up two mezuzahs on both sides, so you have a psak from a gadol, it looks weird. That's what he says. The Igros Moshe, in one line at the end of a tshuva, when he talks about like the back doors and stuff, at the end of his tshuva, he writes like a PS type of thing. He heard, and the Shilas Yavitz, maybe didn't have access to this Yavitz, but he saw it. The Yavitz says that you put it on both doors. Rav Moshe says he doesn't like this idea. One line says that's not what you should do. You pick a side and you do it that way. Psak. We'll sum up with an article, an English article. I have to Google this late last night to try to add some stuff for a few nights ago. And he says, I found one of the greatest, we have a lot of Tzaddikim and Talmidei Chacham have come out of this room, this Beis Medrash, who have grown up in the shul. This shul is a long chush of history. One of them is Rabbi Danny Mann, my grandparents' friends, the man's Thelma and Jonah Mann's son, who's a big Talmid Chacham, a Rebbe at YU in Eretz Yisrael. He has a great English article on this topic. He sums up very succinctly. I'll read to you what he writes, his final words. Rabbi Daniel Mann Shlita sums the topic up nicely when he writes like this: among contemporary poskim, while there is no clear consensus, the stronger opinion is to not sanction mezuzahs on opposite doorposts, whether it is a clear ruling or as a practical preference. In addition to formalistic Baal Tosef issues, it is problematic policy to create an odd-looking new phenomenon of two mezuzahs, even if it is out of a desire for stringency covering all bases, which itself is very often a two-edged sword. So Issa comes out, you should not have two mezuzahs involved. Obviously, there are some circumstances where many, many gedolim, including Rav David Cohen, say you should be machmir, especially the back door. We gave that chabur a few months ago. That was a very loaded question. We didn't talk about the double mezuzahs over there. You mentioned it to me. And there are some poskim who say you should put them, especially the back door, enter into a area, we could rehash that shear. But other than that, I've never seen, other than Mr. Eisen telling me now he's got a psak, I haven't seen this very much. Does anyone else here have two mezuzahs on both sides of a door? It's very, as you see from Ray Mann, unless you know what you're doing, and unless you're really following a specific psak, you're going to end up coming out looking weird, and that we're nervous about for some reason. Michsi Kabbal Tosef, definitely preferable, so we'll conclude. While I am in favor of the right-wing shift of orthodoxy, I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression. We're not looking for chumras. Right-wing is okay to move rightward. I'm fine with that, at least I'll put that on the record. I'm fine with that, even though this is maybe Young Israel, but Young Israel itself has moved. Everyone will tell you, Young Israel used to have mixed dancing in 1950. We've moved the right word, that would be like pasnish nowadays. And so therefore, while the right wing shift in orthodoxy may be a good thing, we are not putting up two mezuzahs. That chumrah will not stem from this room today. Shkoyach.